Hello, you are listening to EXAM, KBIA's look into education issues in mid-Missouri. I'm Katerina Sestarek. Municipal elections are tomorrow, and there are a few education issues on the ballot. Paul Cushing, Jonathan Sessions, Joseph Topke, and Helen Wade are the four candidates running for three spots on the Columbia School Board. Voters in Hallsville and Sturgeon face similar races for their school boards, and in Ashland, eight candidates are running for three vacant school board seats. The Harrisburg School District is asking for a $2 million bond issue for security and technology improvements. And the Columbia Public School District proposed a $50 million bond issue for tomorrow's election. This bond is the third proposal in a 10-year plan to renovate and expand public school facilities. KBIA's Hope Kerwin has more.
According to the proposal, more than half of the bond will be used to build a new elementary school. Columbia Public Schools says this facility is necessary to handle the district's increasing number of students. Many of the city's existing schools are using trailers to handle overcrowding in their classrooms. But Superintendent Chris Belcher says the trailers were only meant to be a temporary solution.
They are just not a good solution for long-term facilities. They're more expensive to maintain, they're more expensive to heat and cool, and they're less safe. So we would like to have all kids inside a mortar and brick facility that is safe and secure and can be managed in an efficient manner.
Because each trailer has its own heating and cooling system, there are also more costs to maintain these structures. Belcher says the trailers cost around 35% more per year to heat and cool than a classroom. Columbia Schools currently uses 123 trailers throughout the district. Seven of these trailers are at Cedar Ridge Elementary School. And Principal Angie Chandler says the trailers are necessary because the school has outgrown their current facilities.
Our building was built for capacity of 100 students. We're at nearly 200 at times, which means I have more classrooms filled at any given time outside of the building with students than I have even inside of the building.
Cedar Ridge Elementary only has one set of bathrooms for its 200 students and 17 staff members. These facilities are located within the main building, which Chandler says can be a problem for students during severe weather like snow or hail.
We're sending them out in the weather in order just to go to the restroom. You know, I hate doing that.
Chandler says the new elementary school would replace Cedar Ridge and allow students and faculty the working conditions that are needed. The building would be big enough to facilitate all current students and future growth, eliminating more of the school district's trailers. Superintendent Chris Belcher says all of the bond's proposed projects are necessary to maintain good conditions for students and families.
We have an obligation for safe environments for our patrons to use and for our kids to participate in.
The school district plans to continue to ask for the $50 million bond every 2 years until the year 2022. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.
Columbia Public Schools began accepting applications for its lottery system on April 1st. Benton Elementary School is one of three schools in Columbia that accepts students from outside their attendance area. But Benton's unique approach to science, math, and technology is drawing more and more families to their program. KBIA's Hope Kerwin also visited the classroom to learn more about Benton's interactive approach to science and technology.
At Benton Elementary School, first graders file into the computer lab, ready to start on today's geography project. But you won't find any maps being rolled out here.
Let's go to Google Earth. And from last time, you should have your spot saved whenever you put a pin on Benton.
Josh Ray, Benton Elementary's media specialist, is having the students use Google Earth to measure the distance from their school to major cities throughout the U.S., like St. Louis or Los Angeles. Connecting the two points on the map, the kids realize that these places are a lot closer than they seem.
Look at this!
Ooh, that's cool.
Ray says making these connections using Google Earth and other programs fits with the main goal of his technology class.
Yeah, I mean, the original goal is just to make them digital citizens, but digital citizens these days looks more just like regular American citizens, and so they have to have the technology to be able to be competent.
Benton Elementary is a STEM school, which means it focuses on science, technology, engineering, and math. It's the only STEM school in the Columbia Public School District, so it attracts many families interested in the program for their children. Bethany Morris is a first and second grade teacher at Benton. She says parents and kids interested in science and math have likely noticed an economic and cultural shift in the STEM fields.
The knowledge that STEM is becoming so important and that there are going to be so many
careers related to science, technology, engineering, and math, that giving your child a start right from the beginning sure seems like a good idea to me.
That notion seems to be catching on, because more families from outside Benton's attendance area are now entering a lottery system to secure a spot in the school. But Benton does give first priority to families in its surrounding area. According to a 2013 report by the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Benton has the highest percentage of elementary school students in the free and reduced lunch program in Columbia. About 85% of Benton's current students are in the program for low-income families. This mixture of kids from various economic backgrounds creates what Josh Ray calls a digital divide.
We teach digital stuff, but then there's kids at home that have never seen it before or won't see it again until we teach it again. And we're very cognizant of that. But you might be surprised to know just that the kids pick it up maybe just as easily as the kids that do have access to digital.
To teacher Bethany Morris, Benton's hands-on approach to STEM is a great way to combat this division. She says involvement in the sciences at the elementary level helps students avoid barriers to these fields in the future.
And so I think, my goodness, if we can start now, we might just bypass that altogether because there's just not going to be a stigma. You know, if it's at-risk kids or minority students or students learning English, you know, it's such a great way to get them right away hooked on science and engineering.
While many students dream of becoming paleontologists or teachers, Ray says the skills they learn at Benton can also be applied to more common occupations.
An engineer is not just someone who builds rockets or is an architect. An engineer can be a plumber. So we're showing them all these different skills that they can use later in life because coming from poverty families, they might not necessarily see someone at home who has a job or who has a job regularly. And just so they can see that they can do these things in the real world is a huge thing for them.
Back in the classroom, the first graders measured the distance from Benton to New York City, just over 971 miles. In a recent article, Forbes ranked New York as the city with the most STEM job openings in the U.S. The program at Benton is only 3 years old, so it's too soon to tell if any of these students will move out there for a coveted job. But Ray says he hopes all of the students at Benton can use their experiences in an increasingly digital world. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.
That's this week's exam. Podcasts of this and all our other shows are available at kbia.org. I'm Katarina Sestaric. Thanks for listening.